This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. At a global energy summit yesterday, Saudi Arabia pledged to increase oil production, but only slightly. The decision may not be enough to lower gas prices here in the U.S. The emergency meeting brought together countries that produce and consume oil to talk about why prices are so high. We're joined now by Carol Ahoyos, the chief oil correspondent for the Financial Times newspaper. Welcome.
Hi.
Well, what came out of this meeting? Tell me more about the Saudis' decision to increase production a bit.
Well, if you're a driver, it's kind of unfortunate. Not very much came out of the meeting. The market widely expected the Saudis to increase production by 200,000 barrels a day. And then the other thing that the Saudis said was that they could bring on new fields, which is terribly important because one of the things driving oil and gas prices higher is the perception that there is just not enough oil being tapped out of the ground and that in the future we will just not be able to meet demand. So it's not just a problem of today, but also one of tomorrow. The Saudis addressed both those issues, but I think it was a little too late.
Well, the Saudis are getting record profits from these high oil prices. Don't they have an incentive to keep prices high?
Well, one of the things the Saudis don't want to do is kill the goose that laid the golden egg. They don't want to have oil prices so high that people decide to sell their SUVs, go for hybrids, look for alternatives such as biofuels. And these things are already happening in the U.S. and Europe and Japan. They're not happening in places that subsidize their oil. Those places are mainly in Asia and the Middle East. But the folks like the Americans and the Europeans who have really witnessed this incredible increase in gasoline prices are beginning to change their habits. And the Saudis worry about the importance of oil in the future because that will determine the importance of Saudi Arabia, which rests very squarely on the fact that they've got a lot of oil.
Well, bottom line, do you think that this emergency global energy summit will have any impact on gas prices?
Well, unfortunately, it may well have an upward impact because what it has shown the world is that there's very little the Saudis can do. And terribly, bitterly ironic was the fact that pretty much as people, I think Sam Bodman, the U.S. Secretary of Energy, was already in Jeddah, Nigeria, which everybody has worried about for quite a while, had to shut in more barrels of oil a day than the Saudis said that they would increase their production by. It is exactly this kind of political insecurity, like in Nigeria, like in Venezuela, like Iraq, that people worry about. And so you see that supply is very tenuous and that the extra bit that the Saudis can give us is really not very big. So if that's the way that the market sees it today, you're going to see the futures benchmark go up and then in a few weeks, very possibly gas prices.
Well, are there other things that the Saudis or other countries could do to help keep prices down?
Yeah, sure. There are things that countries can do, and China, most importantly, did it last week. Those countries that subsidize their fuel could increase prices to closer to market levels, and that will give people in Asia and in the Middle East an incentive to use their gas more wisely. If the whole world were to go to market prices, that would be a big thing. And on one more hopeful note, I would say there's a lot American drivers can do. They can move to more economical cars, and that would be good not only in terms of getting the price to come back down, but it wouldn't be bad for the environment either.
Well, just briefly, how do the oil-consuming countries, the U.S., China, and others, feel about the way this conference turned out?
Well, I think people were disappointed. I think the U.S. has long been kind of a leader in energy geopolitics and understands the dynamics of the situation. And I think Sam Bodman, the U.S. Secretary of Energy, was very cautious ahead of time and had his spokespeople say, you know, you can't expect much out of, you know, very smart people have been worrying about this for quite some time. The entire cycle of the upswing in oil prices has been almost a decade now. The really big jump has been a year. So people have been thinking about this a long time. The idea that one conference could do anything but deflect blame or point blame was generally, I think, viewed as a fallacy to begin with.
Carol Ahoyos is the chief oil correspondent for the Financial Times newspaper. She attended yesterday's Global Energy Conference in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Thank you.